待时间在夏威夷教会那边。
And after Hawaii, I went to Taiwan for a seminar.
那夏威夷结束以后，我就飞到台湾去参加一个训练。
And in Taiwan, the thing that impressed me the most because there's so many workers there.
那台湾让我感觉很印象很深的就是那边的工人很多。
The first time since I came to TJC, I can sit with 25 other pastors during the service, and none of them doing anything, just listen to the word of God.
那我自从加入真耶稣教会以来，我第一次，头一次与20多位传道一起坐在一起，而且我们那时候都不需要做什么特别事，只需要听道理。
Usually, every workers in the United States, everywhere we go, we have to give sermon.
在美国的话，我们这边只要是神的工人，不管我们去哪里，总是要讲道。
In Taiwan, even the senior minister and the elders, they sit down and listen to the word of God also, because there's so many workers.
在台湾，就算是长老，还有一些资深的传道，他们也可以坐下来听道理，因为他们太多工人了。
So we truly praise and thank God.
然后我是真心的感谢赞美神。
There's 130 full-time ministers there.
在台湾有130多位全职的传道人。
Of course, there's so many deacons and deaconess also.
那在那边执事、执事娘也是很多的。
So we know, this afternoon we're going to have an election.
那我们知道今天下午我们要有一个选举。
And this election, we have to choose 6 among us to be council members.
那这次的选举是要在我们中间选出6位作为执务会的人员。
And sometimes we think choosing council members doesn't mean too much.
那我们有的时候就在想说选这些负责人其实没有什么。
But actually choosing council members, it means a lot to make the church grow and multiply.
可是选负责人对于一个教会的成长跟发展是非常重要的。
Just like in the book of Acts.
就好像在使徒行传里面讲的。
Let's turn the book of Acts chapter 6.
在使徒行传6章我们请翻开。
Chapter 6 verse 3.
这六章的3节。
Therefore, brethren, seek out from among you 7 men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, who may appoint over this business.
使徒行传6章3节，所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出7个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人。
So we know that during this time,
我们就派他们管理这事。
So we know that during this time, the disciple will multiply rapidly.
那我们知道那时候门徒增加的速度很快。
So during this time, there arose a complaint against the Hebrew by the Hellenists.
那在当时希腊人还有说希腊话的犹太人跟希伯来人他们有一些抱怨。
Because the Hellenists are the Greek-speaking Jews.
他们这些人就是说希腊话的犹太人。
And the reason they complained during the time because their widows would be neglected in daily distribution.
因为那时候在教会天天的供给上面他们的寡妇被忽略了。
So that's why the 12 in verse 2 say they summoned the multitude disciples and say to them, it's not desirable that we should leave the word of God and serve table.
所以那时候12个使徒就叫众门徒来对他们说我们撇下神的道理去管理饭食是不合宜的。
So during this time the apostle knows they need to go out and preach the word of God.
那时候使徒知道他们必须出去传福音。
So this means when the church grows big, they need individually as members, we need to have different parts, the people can be involved in.
所以我们知道，在一个成长的教会里面，每一个信徒、每一个门徒都要扮演不同的角色。
So the apostle they knew they cannot be the one serving the table.
所以这边使徒知道他们不能在这边管理饭食。
Because they are the one that can go out and bear witness for Lord Jesus Christ.
因为他们必须出去对耶稣基督的道理做见证。
Because they are the one who've been with Jesus for over 3 years.
因为他们是跟随耶稣3年的人。
They are the one that saw Jesus die and resurrected.
他们是亲眼看到耶稣基督死亡跟复活的人。
So because of this, they have a better, they have a better witness to the people to preach the gospel.
所以他们必须要出去跟大家世人做见证。
But nevertheless, it doesn't mean that they chose the 7 among the silver table. It doesn't, is not important.
可是这里并不代表说这7位被选出来管理饭食的人是在做不重要的工作。
But what's interesting, even serving the table, the apostle tell them to seek out among them 7 people.
在这里在管理饭食的人12个使徒叫他们要选出7位。
And these people first need to have good reputation.
第一个条件是要有好名声
，and be full with the Holy Spirit，
要被圣灵充满
，and also the to also full of wisdom，
也要选出智慧充足的人。
How can why they require such a requirement just only to serve the table.
那为什么他们要有这么多条件, 就是只是要选出一个管理饭食的人呢?
For us in Pacifica Church, we are very small.
那我们在太平洋教会这里, 我们的人数没有那么多。
Compared to the 500 members in Taichung Church.
那跟台中教会呢, 500多位信徒比起来的话,
When I was there, I was so amazed.
我在那边的时候, 我觉得大大的惊讶。
Because they have two chapels within the GA building.
他们在 总会那一栋就有两个会堂。
One of the chapels in the basement, which have two floors, they have a balcony over it.
那在地下室的那一层就已经有, 一个主要的层, 还有一个阳台在那边可以停到。
And they use it only on Sabbath day.
那他们只有在礼拜六才使用那个地方。
But there's another chapel on the first floor, which fit a lot of people.
那在一楼那里, 还有另外一个会堂, 那里可以容纳很多的人。
And they use that for Monday and Wednesday night services.
那他们那个会堂就是礼拜一跟礼拜三也会使用。
So there's so many brothers and sisters that can serve God there.
那边有好多好多信徒, 弟兄姐妹可以服侍神。
But before I truly never really understand why do you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, full of wisdom, and also have good reputation just to serve the table.
那我们今天我们要了解说为什么我们要有好名声被圣灵充满也要智慧充足 就是为了只要管理饭食。
Actually, there was a time when I went to Taiwan and I realized how important it is for us, for them, those who serve the table, must have these three requirements.
那我在台湾的时候，我就深深的了解到为什么这些负责人必须要有这些条件。
Because each day there's about 5 to 7 members cook for the GA staff.
因为他们在那里每天就有5到7位信徒为了总会的员工在那边做饭。
And they use it between 70 to 100 people per day to eat during lunch.
那他们那边每天都有70到100位的信徒在那边用餐。
So during lunch time is really chaotic inside the kitchen.
那在吃午饭时间的时候在厨房那边非常的混乱。
Because most of the time at 12 o'clock, right at 12 o'clock, all 80 to 100 people just go down to eat.
那因为每天准时的在12点钟, 80到100位的信徒就会下楼吃饭。
So during this time, the members who are in the kitchen, they really have to prepare food right on time.
那所以那些在厨房工作的弟兄姐妹, 他们必须要很准时。
And sometimes many people who need to eat, they need many things from the people in the kitchen.
那那些要吃饭的人, 他们也对于厨房那边的人有很多各样的要求。
So sometimes if you don't have patience,
那有的时候人的耐心也不是。
Every day if another members come to eat, they always bother you with this, with that, sometimes you lose patience.
那如果每天都有很多人在那边要吵着吃饭, 然后一直烦你, 你会觉得会一下就没有耐心了。
And there's always something wrong going in the kitchen.
因为在厨房里总是会出错的。
But because of this, you can see 5 to 7 of them work diligently in one accord.
那我们这边他们有5到7人的小组, 他们非常非常的热心服侍神。
So every time the bell ring, like 12 o'clock, we go down there and eat, all the food be on the table.
所以每天我们12点下去的时候, 食物都已经准备好。
And about 12:20, everybody, most of us already outside the kitchen, right? We eat so fast.
那在12点20的时候, 我们大部分的人都已经吃完了,
But after that, the people in the kitchen have to clean everything in clean all the tables and clean all the dishes.
那结束以后, 这些厨房服侍的信徒, 他们又要把所有的餐具收回去。
So why do you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit?
那为什么要被圣灵充满?
Because doing this day after day, sometimes can be very difficult.
因为每天这样子做这些事情是很困难。
So every time we workers go there and look at them, if they don't have a smile on their face, and then it seems like, something wrong with them.
那如果我们见到这些服侍神的人都笑不出来的话, 那感觉好像有点不对。
So that's why I can understand why the apostles say their time. They must have good reputation, filled with the Holy Spirit, and filled with wisdom to serve the table.
所以我就了解为什么使徒当时要说一定要有好名声, 被圣灵充满, 而且要智慧充足。
How about for us?
那我们自己呢?
We have to choose 6 council members.
我们今天要选出6位负责人。
We also need to choose the right person to hold this office.
我们也要选出一个对的人来, 来管理教会的这些事。
A person full of the Holy Spirit.
要有圣灵充满。
Have good wisdom.
要智慧充满。
And have good reputation.
也要有好名声。
If people don't have these 3 things, then very difficult to serve God.
如果没有这3样条件的话, 侍奉神是非常困难的。
Because inside the church, there's many things going on.
因为在教会总是有很多各样的杂事。
But how did we know during the time they chose the 7 right people?
那我们怎么知道当时他们选对人了呢?
If you look in verse 7,
我们来看第七节。
And verse 7.
第七节这里说。
Then the word of God spread, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests were obedient to the faith.
在第七节这里说，神的道兴旺起来，在耶路撒冷门徒数目增加了甚多，也有许多祭司信从了这道。
For sure, they chose seven right people to serve the table.
他们当时一定是选对了七位。
Why? Because in verse 1, there was a great problem between the Hellenists and the Hebrews.
因为当时我们在第一节这里可以看到，说希腊话的犹太人跟希伯来人那边起了争执。
Why? Because they chose seven people of good reputation.
可是因为他们选了三个、七个有好名声的人，
full of the Holy Spirit,
被圣灵充满了，
and full of wisdom,
也有智慧充足的人。
So because of this, for sure, the church was at peace.
那因为这样子，所以当时教会是平静的。
Only the church at peace that the word of God can spread and the number of disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem.
因为只有和平的教会才能让神的道兴旺起来，信徒的门数增加。
And there are times even the priests they come to believe.
到那时候，甚至有祭司都信从了这道。
So that's why when we choose council members,
所以我们选负责人的时候
，we truly need to put this in our prayer.
我们一定要把这件事情放在祷告
之中。We have to choose the people not with our own eyes, but according to God's will.
我们选人并不是要凭我们自己的眼睛，而是要从神的意思里选。
Because we are human beings, only can see the external of things of one another.
因为我们是人，我们只能看到外在的事。
But God knows our heart.
神知道我们的心。
So because of this, we cannot take it very lightly.
因为这样子，所以我们不能把这件事情以轻松的态度来看。
We have to put this into a prayer.
我们一定要把这件事情放在祷
告里面。And choose the six right people to serve the table.
一定要选出六位对的人来管理。
And to serve as council members.
要做我们的负责人。
And only then we choose the right one that the word of God can spread and the disciple.But multiplies in Pacifica Church.
因为要选对了人，我们神的道才会兴旺，我们教会的人数才会增多。
And then, how do we know we are filled with the Holy Spirit?
那我们怎么知道一个人有没有被圣灵充满呢？
Because to be filled with the Holy Spirit is so important to every single one of us.
因为被圣灵充满对于我们每一个人实际上都是很重要的。
Every single one of us sitting here should be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们每一个在座的人都应该要被圣灵充满。
Because when we fill with the Holy Spirit, we can have peace and joy inside our heart.
因为我们被圣灵充满的时候，我们心里就会有平安跟喜乐。
So when we have peace and joy, when we talk to other people, automatically that peace and joy will come out of us.
如果我们被圣灵充满的时候，我们与人交谈的时候，平安跟喜乐自然就会表现出来。
And then everyone who talks to us, they enjoy talking to us.
那每一个跟我们交谈的人也会享受跟我们交谈的时间。
But being a council member is no different.
那当负责人也是一样的。
We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
负责人要被圣灵充满。
We need to have peace and joy.
我们心中要有平安与喜乐。
We need to have love.
我们心中要有爱。
We need to be patient.
我们要有耐心。
We have to have long suffering.
我们要能够忍耐。
And only then we truly can serve God as a servant.
这样子我们才能作为神一个真正的仆人。
So during this time, they chose Stephen as one of them.
那时候他们选出了斯提凡。
And many times, say Stephen was filled with the Holy Spirit.
那在圣经里面常常提到斯提凡被圣灵。
So how do we know he was filled with the Holy Spirit?
那我们怎么知道斯提凡是被圣灵充满的呢？
Look at Acts chapter 6, verse 8.
那我们这里再看《使徒行传》六章第八节。
Verse 8.
第八节。
And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and signs among the people.
这里说，斯提凡反得恩惠能力，在民间行了大奇事和神迹。
This is the first reason why we know that Stephen is filled with the Holy Spirit.
那这是我们知道斯提凡被圣灵充满的第一个原因。
Because when he's filled with the Holy Spirit, he is full of faith.
因为他被圣灵充满，所以他就充满了信心。
And as a servant of God, if we have no faith as we serving God, then we cannot touch people's heart.
如果我们服侍神的自己没有信心的话，我们不能感动人。
Just like in the Bible.
就像在圣经里面。
Just like Abel, when he sacrificed to God, he sacrificed with faith.
那就像亚伯当时为神向神献祭的时候，他是凭着信心向神献祭。
So because of this, his sacrifice reached all the way to God.
那就是这样子，我们才能向神献祭。
But Cain, he sacrificed with no faith.
那可是当时该隐在没有凭着信心来奉献。
So that's why when we choose a person to serve as council.
那所以我们要选出负责人的时候。
Choose a brethren who are full of faith.
我们必须选出我们之中的弟兄要被圣灵要有充满信心的。
Just like Enoch.
就像以诺一样。
By faith he walked with God.
他凭着信心与神同行。
Because of this, God took him without seeing death.
因为这样子，神直接把他接走，他并没有遇见死亡。
Just like Noah, by faith, he built the ark for God.
就像挪亚一样，他凭着信心为神造了方舟。
And through that ark, he saved 8 souls.
那因为这个方舟，他拯救了八个人。
Just like Abraham.
就像亚伯拉罕一样。
He left his own country by faith.To go to the country where God tells him to go.
他凭着信心离开自己的故乡，到神要他去的地方。
Just like Moses.
就像摩西一样。
Just like Peter and Paul.
就像彼得与保罗。
They all live their life to serve God by faith.
他们都是在他们生活中服侍神，凭着他们的信心。
Because any one of us serve God without faith, we cannot please Him.
因为如果我们侍奉神却没有信心的话，我们不能让得神的喜悦。
For example, sometimes you see many brothers and sisters weak in faith.
因为常常我们也会看到弟兄姐妹之间有信心
软弱的。And if we ourselves have no faith that God will be able to save them, and then how can we help them? It's impossible.
那如果我们自己没有信心的话，我们怎么可以帮助这些信心软弱的弟兄姐妹呢？
Just like Ezekiel.
就像以西结一样。
When God brought him to this valley.
当神带他到这山谷。
And this valley is full of dry bones.
这山谷里面充满了干骨。
Can you imagine?You know, according to him, if they are full of dry bones, this means they are so dead already.
那这个干枯的骨头是非常死了非常久的骨人了。
But when God asked him this question,
可是当神问他这个问题的时候
he said, "Can this bone live?"
神问他说，这些枯骨能活过来吗？
By faith, Ezekiel said, "Yes, Lord. Only you will know."
凭着信心，以西结回答神说：“是的，主啊，只有你可以知道。”
So as council members,
所以我们当负责人。
It's so important for us to have faith.
要有信心是很重要的。
Because maybe Pacific Church, we've been here for many years, but the number has not increased.
在太平洋教会里面，我们大家都来这边很久了，可是我们信徒数目并没增加。
If we don't have faith, it's very difficult to continue to serve God with a pure heart.
如果我们没有信心的话，我们要这样子倾心侍奉神是非常困难的。
But then when we have faith, we can perform many wonders and signs among the people.
可是如果我们有信心的话，我们就能够在众人面前行奇事与神迹。
So this means whatever little we have in Pacifica Church.
我们在太平洋教会，我们拥有的不多。
If we have faith that God is always with us.
可是如果我们有信心的话，神就会永远与我们同在。
Then for sure, whatever action that we do, we'll be able to move the people's heart.
所以不管怎样，我们做了什么事情，我们都能够感动人的心。
And always be able to turn little things into a great thing.
我们都能够把小小的事情转变成一个大的事情。
Always be able to turn the thing that is negative become positive.
我们能够把不好的事情转变成好的事。
But if we are lack of faith,
可是如果我们没有信心
，the little things even become smaller.
我们那些小小的一些东西会变得更少。
So we have no faith, then we really can we do not encourage one another.
如果我们没有信心的话，我们也没办法彼此勉励。
So just like Stephen did that time.
就像斯廷凡当时。
He's filled with the Holy Spirit.
他那时候被圣灵充满
so he's full of faith.
他非常有大的信心
Then in verse 10,
那到了第十节这里
Chapter 6 verse 10
使徒行传六章十节
And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spoke
斯提凡是以智慧和圣灵说话众人抵挡不住
Because Stephen was filled with the Holy Spirit
因为斯提凡被圣灵充满
First he's not afraid to talk to the leader of the Jews in that time
所以他就不会惧怕与犹太人的领导们交谈
Why? Because during that time the Holy Spirit gave him the wisdom to speak so they cannot resist the wisdom that's inside of him
所以因为为什么呢因为那时候圣灵给斯提凡智慧所以那些众人都抵挡不住他的智慧
So as council member if you have no wisdom
那如果当一个负责人没有智慧的话
Sometimes we can cause many problems in church
会对教会带来很多麻烦
Why? Because when some members ask us a certain questions
为什么呢因为当如果一个信徒问我们问题的时候
Or some situation is happening in church
当如果教会发生那些事情
We need the wisdom to be able to take care of all these things
那我们必须要有智慧来帮助解决这些困难
But of course if you fill with the Holy Spirit
当然如果我们被圣灵充满的话
God truly will grant us this wisdom
神当然就会给我们这个
智慧 So when we have to deal with problems among us
所以当我们在处理教会一些问题的时候
We will have the wisdom to do it correctly
我们就会有做正确选择的智慧
Just like our Lord Jesus Christ
就像我们的耶稣基督一样
There's always many things come upon him that he need to resolve
他在身边总是有解决不完的问题
Just like one time when it caught the adulterous woman and give and ask him, should we stone her?
那就像有一次犹太人抓了一位行淫的妇人，来到耶稣面前说，我们要处死他吗？
What happened if we're in this situation?
那如果是我们在这情况下会怎么办？
Do we have the wisdom, the ability to answer correctly, just like our Lord Jesus Christ?
我们会有像耶稣基督一样做正确回答的智慧吗？
So our Lord Jesus Christ with great wisdom say, he without sin stoned her first.
可是我们的耶稣基督他有大智慧，他就跟他们说，那些没有罪的人就可以丢第一个石头。
So because of this, he made a big promise to become nothing.
因为这样子，他把一个很大的问题化为乌有。
So just like council members in church.
就像我们教会的负责人一样。
Sometimes we do have to deal with different kind of problems.
我们每天也都要处理不同的问题。
If we have wisdom from God, for sure this problem will become nothing.
如果我们有从神来的智慧的话，当然这些问题就会化为乌有了。
So we need to be full of wisdom, so we can resolve all these problems.
我们必须要有充满智慧，所以我们才可以解决很多问题。
And that's how we know that we are filled with the Holy Spirit.
那我们要怎么样才能知道我们被圣灵充满呢？
And then verse 15.
是看第十五节。
Chapter 6, verse 15.
第六章第十五节。
How do we know that Stephen was filled with the Holy Spirit?
我们怎么知道斯提凡被圣灵充满？
And all who sat in the council looked with steadfast at him, saw his face as the face of an angel.
在公会里坐着的人都定睛看他，见他的面貌好像天使的面貌。
So during this time, even though they yell and scream at him,
当那时候，虽然众人正在责骂斯提凡，
but he did not get angry.
他却没有生气。
But when they look at him, it's just the opposite. His face is like a face of an angel.
大家看他的时候，正是相反的，他的脸好像天使的面貌。
So this means even though they yell and scream at him, he is full of peace inside.
所以当时虽然众人正在攻击他，斯提凡内心中还是充满了平安。
As council members, we definitely need to have this inside of us.
那当负责人的话，我们必须要有这个能力。
Because sometimes some brother and sister maybe you'll yell and scream at us.
因为常常弟兄姐妹也会对你们大吼大叫。
And sometimes if we get angry and yell and scream back,
如果我们生气了，反骂回去的话，
then for sure, right, that nobody will have peace.
那这样子是大家都不会得到平安的。
That's why when I go to Taiwan,
所以当我这次去台湾的时候，
because it's so amazing, because there's so many workers in the GA.
在总会那边有好多好多的工人，让我非常的惊讶。
And there's so many things going on.
每天都有解决不完的事。
Especially for the GA chair.
当然是，尤其是那个总会的负责人。
Because there's so many churches they need to take care of, so every problems will come to him.
因为这样，台湾有许多教会，他们每天都会有很多很多的问题来到他们面前。
But thank God, every day I look at him.
可是感谢神，我每天看总会的负责人。
Because every day we always drink tea together, right? All the pastors get together and drink tea together.
因为每天我们台湾的传道都有泡茶的习惯。
But even though I know that there's so many problems he needs to resolve.
虽然我知道他身边有解决不完的问题。
But he's always laughing and enjoying himself.
可是他每天都在微笑，都在活得很快乐。
And he truly had the kind of peace and joy inside his heart.
他心里真的有那种平安跟喜乐。
So for us, we need to learn this kind of peace and to have this kind of peace by being filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以我们必须要学习这种平安，可是这种平安我们必须要从圣灵充满才能得到。
This is how we know we're filled with the Holy Spirit.
这就是另外一个我们如何知道被圣灵充满的条件。
So when we elect six brethren among us,
所以我们要选出中间六位弟兄姐妹。
We need to seek for the members who have this kind of wisdom, this kind of peace, and this kind of joy inside their heart.
我们必须选出这些信徒，是必须要有这些智慧跟圣灵充满，还有这些名声。
Because only a person who is filled with the Holy Spirit can have this kind of things.
因为只有被圣灵充满的人才能拥有这些条件。
And then let's go to chapter 7, verse 51.
那我们请看第七章第51节。
How do we know that Stephen was filled with the Holy Spirit?
使徒行传7章51节，我们怎么知道斯提凡被圣灵充满呢？
Chapter 7, verse 51.
使徒行传7章51节。
You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit, as your father did, so do you.
所以说，你们这应着景象、心与耳未受割礼的人，当时抗拒圣灵，你们的祖宗怎样，你们也怎样。
So how do we know that Stephen was filled with the Holy Spirit?
我们怎么知道斯提凡被圣灵充满呢？
He was not afraid to speak the truth to his fellow brethren.
他不惧怕讲，把在他的兄弟面前把事实讲出来。
Even though his word is very harsh.
因为这虽然这世界非常的对他非常的
He called them stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears.
他在苦难的时候还能跟这些人说他们是硬着颈项心与耳未受割礼的人。
This is the word of God that God called Israelite right during the time in the wilderness.
那这个是神在旷野里面呼唤以色列人的道理。
But because he's filled with the Holy Spirit.
可当时他因为被圣灵充满。
He's not afraid to say what is right.
他并不惧怕把正确的道理讲出来。
Of course, when you talk about when it comes to the truth, we should not be afraid to say what is right.
我们在这里是在讲说，当到真理的时候，我们必须不惧怕讲出来。
So why is it so important to say what is right and what is according to the Bible?
那为什么讲出正确的道理跟符合圣经的道理这么重要呢？
Actually, maybe at first we hurt, you know, our fellow brethren.
虽然一开始我们可能会伤害到弟兄姐妹。
When we say something that is maybe is very mean and it's, you know, it is not so nice.
因为有的时候直接这样子讲出来，感觉并不是很好。But
remember, by telling the truth, sometimes we can turn a person's heart back to God.
可是我们要记得，如果我们讲出真道的话，有的时候我们可以让人的心回转。Just
like Stephen during his time, hoping that his fellow brethren, his fellow Jews, will turn to come to know Jesus.
就像斯提凡当时希望他的犹太的弟兄们能够回转心意来相信神。So
sometimes when we say, you know, when we think, you know, if some brother and sister do something wrong, if we don't say anything, this means we love them very much. No, it's just the opposite.
如果有的时候我们看到弟兄姐妹犯错，我们觉得我们因为我们喜欢他们，所以我们并不讲什么。可是实际上这是有反效果的。Just
like God said to us.
就像神对我们讲说,
Our son, he will rebuke.
如果你爱这儿子的话，你就会责备他。The
one he does not rebuke is not his son.
如果不被责打的，就不是他的儿子。So
just like between my wife and I.
就像我跟我太太之间,
if I do something wrong against the Bible, if she doesn't tell me that I'm doing wrong, then this means she's not truly loved me.
如果我做了违背圣经的事情，我太太却没有跟我讲的话, 这代表她并不爱我。
So it's quite the same thing for us.
就像我们也是一样的。
Just like between Paul and Peter.
就像保罗跟彼得之间也是这样。
Peter did Peter did something wrong.
在那时候彼得犯了一个错。
Paul was not afraid to tell him what he did was wrong.
那保罗并没有惧怕，就直接跟他说他错在哪里。
Why? Hoping that Peter will come to do the right thing.
为什么呢？是因为希望彼得能够做出正确的事。
So the same thing for us.
那在我们身上也是一样。
Being a council member, sometimes you cannot, you know, it doesn't mean that everybody has to love us, but everything we do need to be according to God's will.
当一个负责人，并不代表每一个人都要爱我们。 而是我们所做的每一件事情都要符合神的道理。
Of course, it's always good to please people.
当然，得人的喜悦是好的事。
But being a council member, we serve God first, and then our fellow brethren.
那可是当负责人的话，我们必须以服事神为第一优先，接下来才是弟兄姐妹。
Because if everything is right in the eyes of God,
因为当每一件事情都在神眼中看为正确的话,
for sure everything will be right in the eye of our fellow brethren also.
在弟兄姐妹眼中，这样子也会看为正确的事。So
be courageous.
我们必须要勇敢。Tell
the truth in love.
我们要再用凭着爱心把真道讲出来。Hoping
that our fellow brethren will come back to our Lord Jesus.
希望我们身边的弟兄姐妹能够回转回到神的身边。And
also read verse 55, chapter 7, verse 55.
再看使徒行传7章55节。
But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus stand at the right hand of God. Verse 56.
56节.
And said, Look, I see the heaven open, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God.
55节,但斯提凡被圣灵充满,定睛望天,见看见神的荣耀,又看见耶稣站在神的右边。 56节,就说,我看见天开了,人子站在神的右边。
So Stephen, after he rebuked them,
所以斯提凡当斯提凡责备了那些人之后,
of course they were cut to the heart.
那他们心中就非常的痛。
When Peter first preached the gospel, the people also were cut to the heart, and 3,000 were baptized.
因为当五旬节的时候，彼得第一次讲道，当时也有三千多，大家也听得扎心，而且那天有3000多人信主。
But during this time, the people also were cut to the heart.
但这时候那些人也都扎心了。
But during a time, they want to stone him to death.
可是那时候他们昧着良心想要用石头打死斯提凡。
So as they were stoning him to death, what did he say?
可是当斯提凡正在被石头打死的时候，斯提凡说了什么？
First again in 55, the Bible stated that he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
当然在第五十五节这里圣经就有说出斯提凡被圣灵充满的
Even though under time and space he would be encountered, he would be stoned to death.
虽然在那时候的时间与空间里面他是正在被石头打死
But Stephen, because he's filled with the Holy Spirit,
可是斯提凡被圣灵充满
he knows that his hope is not in this world.
他知道他的盼望并不在这世界上
but his hope is in the world to come.
可是他的盼望是在将
so because of this, he did not look at the people who were stoning him.
因为这样子他并没有在看中间丢石对他丢石头的人
but he gazed into heaven.
可是他是定睛望天
then he saw the glory of God.
他却看见了神的荣
耀 and he saw Jesus stand at the right hand of God.
他看到耶稣站在神的右边
even though he was stoned to death.
虽然他正在被石头打死
But he had this great hope.
可是他有心中有这大的盼望
And even shared this great hope with those who were stoning him to death.
他甚至与他身边正在攻击他的这些人分享这个将来的盼望
So that's why for us, if we are going to become council members.
如果我们本身希望能够成为负责人
And we are, when we elect council members.
当我们在选出要选出这些负责人的时候
We need to choose a brethren who is always full of hope.
我们必须选出随时都充满盼望的弟兄。
This means their ideas, their vision, their goal is not in the things of this world.
因为这样子，我们就知道他的思考、他的盼望都不是在这世界上。
But rather, they hope everything is in the heavenly kingdom.
他的盼望是放在天国。
Just like Stephen.
就像斯提凡。
If he has no hope, this means when he's serving God, and then he becomes very burdensome.
如果他没有盼望的话当他服侍神的时候他会有很大的压力
So just like every single one of us
就像我们每一个人一样
As a minister when I travel to different churches
我当一个传道人我们常常去不同的教会
Of course sometimes we see the church is so weak
我们常常看到一个教会非常的软弱
So but if we have no hope
当可是如果我们心中没有盼望的话
How we continue to serve God
我们要怎么样继续服侍神
And how can we come up to give word of encouragement to the members
那我们要怎么能够站出来把勉励的话讲给信徒
The reason we be able to give it day after day because we have the hope inside that one day this church will be the most glorious church
我们传道人心中能够每天继续出来站出来讲道理是因为我们相信将来这教会会变成最有荣耀的教会
Why? Because as the worker of God
为什么因为我们当神的工人
Our heart always had to be full of hope
我们心中一定要随时充满的盼望
Because this is the promise from our Lord Jesus Christ
因为这是神应许的事
That our church one day will become the most glorious church
我们这教会将来以后会变成最有荣耀的教会
So because of this when we serve God
因为这样子，所以我们服侍神。
Yes, with the physical eyes, we see many things gone wrong.
我们肉眼看到很多很多不对的事。
Maybe with the physical eyes, there's many things we need to improve.
在肉眼可以看到很多需要改进的事。
But we always need to look in the heavenly kingdom.
可是我们的眼睛实际上要随时仰望天国。
This church can be the most glorious church.
我们相信这教会将来会大有荣耀。
And one day God will glorify His name through this church.
将来神会借着这教会把他的名声荣耀。
So we have this kind of hope, and then our servitude to God will never become burden.
如果我们有这样的盼望，我们服侍神的过程中就绝对不会觉得压力。
Why? Because when we fill with the Holy Spirit, we always gaze into the heavenly kingdom.
为什么呢？因为当我们服侍的时候，我们眼睛总是放在天上的。
And we will see that Jesus in the midst of us.
我们会看到耶稣在我们中间。
And then let's read verse 59.
我们再继续查考第五。
Chapter 7, verse 59.
使徒行传七章五十九节。
And they stoned Stephen as he was calling God, and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit, verse 60.
六十节。
Then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice, Lord, do not charge them with this sin. And when he had said this, he fell asleep.
五十九节，他们正用石头打的时候，斯提凡呼吁主说，求主耶稣接收我的灵魂。六十节，又跪下大声喊着说，主啊，不要将这罪归于他们。说了这话就睡了。
Of all the characteristics they describe about Stephen,
那我们刚刚提到斯提凡，他身上有许多特质。
Yes, he's full of faith.
他被圣灵他大有信心。
Yes, he's full of wisdom.
他被智慧充满。
Yes, he's full of peace.
他心中非常有的平安。
Yes, he's full of hope.
他非常有盼望。
And yes, he's very courageous.
他非常勇敢。
And if he have all of this, and he don't have the last one, which is love, he has nothing.
如果他拥有这些条件，可是却没有我们现在最后一点就是爱的话，那他一切都是虚空的。我们也是一样。
Even we don't have faith, even we don't have, you know, we're not courageous. If we have love, it will fix everything else.
如果就算我们没有信心，就算我们没办法刚强勇敢，可是如果我们心中有爱的话，这一切都会改变。
Just like Stephen did at a time when people stoned him to death.
就像当时那些人正在用石头打死斯提凡。
But he knew he was going to die.
他知道他要死了。
But his last breath, he asked God to forgive the people for their sin.
可是他用他最后一口气跟神说，不要将这罪归于那些人。
If he had no love, he can never be able to do this.
如果他心中没有爱的话，就没办法做这些事了。
Because only love can give him the strength and the power and the forgiveness of his heart to ask God to forgive for the people who are killing him.
因为只有爱才能让他心中有这个能力，有这勇气去向神求说要原谅这些打死他的人。
So the same thing when we are serving God.
所以我们服侍神的时候也是一样的。
Love is so crucial.
爱是很重要。
We love our love. We cannot do anything in church that is right.
如果没有爱的话，我们在教会不管做什么都是不对。
Yes, we can have great faith.
我们可以有信心。
If we have no love, we will go continually boast that we have great faith. So because of this, then our faith becomes nothing at all.
如果我们心中没有爱的话，我们就会尽量跟大家宣传我们有信心很好。可是这样子的话，我们信心就什么都不是了。
Just like when I went to Taiwan.
就像我这次回到台湾的时候也是一样。
It's truly when I went up to the Aboriginal area.
那我那时候有去拜访山地教会。
It's true all the testimony that our brothers and sisters have shared about us. They have so much love.
那这些当我们身边听到弟兄姐妹见证那些信徒有多爱心，这些事都是真的。
So when we arrive to the church,
所以当我们到这些山地教会的时候
，and we see many brothers and sisters outside waiting, right, and singing hymns to us as we drive up into the parking lot.
我们正要开进停车场的时候，教会的信徒就已经站在外面一起唱诗来欢迎我们。
Actually, they do not know when we're going to arrive to the church.
他们并不知道我们什么时候会到达教会。
They know we're going to arrive at night sometimes.
他们知道我们在那天晚上某个时间会到达。
So this means all night, all day, they've been waiting for us to arrive to the church.
所以他们在外面唱诗等待我们已经一整天了。
Why? Just to sing hymns to us.
为什么呢？就是希望我们到达的时候能够听到他们唱诗。
Just to come and greet us and to say Welcome.
为了出来欢迎我们。
And then during lunch.
那在吃午饭的时候。
During lunch, they give the visitor the best food.
他们给那些访问者的食物总是最好的。
Of course, their best food maybe is not our best food.
虽然他们最好的食物跟我们最好的食物可能有点差别。
Because for the same tribe, they have a certain kind of food that is, you know, it's like pig skin with hair sticking out of it, right?
当他们那某一个族里面，他们那时候有一种食物，就是猪皮，那是上面还有一些毛。
And then there's fermented rice around the pork skin.
那在那个猪皮的旁边都是一些发酵过的米。
So after lunch, they brought this, right? And say, Rudy, this is the most special things that we have for you.
所以吃完午饭，他们就把这个东西端到我面前，说：“传道，这就是我们一个非常特别的食物。”
And during the time they were eating, like, wow, it's so good, right? So
他们在我身边的人都吃得很开心。
And then I asked the brother and sister who went with me, I say, yeah, you guys try some, right?
那我身边的弟兄姐妹就叫我们说要去试一下。
Because by the look of it, it's not so appetizing.
虽然看起来并不是很好吃。
Especially when the pork skin is really not cooked, and also the hair is sticking out of it, right?
尤其那猪皮好像还没煮熟，上面还有一些毛在上面。
And then of course they eat it. They say, "Vuti, eat it, eat it."
然后他们吃的时候一直叫我说 ，Vuti, 你也要吃。
So I asked the brother, "Can we eat it?" They say, "No, we're not eating it." Right?
那我身边来的弟兄，跟我一起来的弟兄姐妹都说，我们不会吃这东西。
So I put a piece of pork thing and some fermented rice in my mouth, right?
那我就只。可是我硬着头皮把一些发酵这些发酵的米还有猪皮放到我嘴巴里。
Oh, for sure, it's the grossest thing I ever ate in my life.
我觉得非常非常的恶心。
I ate many gross things in Cambodia, but this is really gross.
那我在柬埔寨的时候吃了很多恶心的东西，可是我觉得这个是最赢过他们所有的东西。
But afterward, the brother and sister tell me, you know, they only bring this thing out only for a special guest, right?
可是后来身边的弟兄姐妹跟我说，他们只会接待贵客的时候才会把这个食物拿出来。
So、I was joking around with them and say, "Please, next time, don't treat me so special."
然后就跟他们开玩笑说，下次不要把我当特别的客人。
Because it took me, if they were not around, I would throw the food back up, right? But because they're all around, it took me like 5 minutes to eat the whole thing. It's really disgusting.
那如果他们当时我身边没人的话，我一定会把这东西吐出来。可是因为他们都在看我吃，所以我花了五分钟才把这东西吞下去。
So after I eat that, I eat durian and stinky tofu with no problem.
那我吃了那个以后，我接下来我要吃榴莲、吃臭豆腐，都一点都没问题了。Yeah,
I mean, the stinky tofu tastes like a piece of cake to me after that. You
know? 我吃完那东西以后，臭豆腐对我来讲好像蛋糕一样。So
what I'm trying to say, really, they have this great love.
可是我要这边要强调的就是，他们那边的信徒很有爱心。And
everywhere I go, they're always like walking around me and following me and talking to me and sharing me about everything.
那我不管走到哪里，我身边他们都跟在我旁边，一直在跟我讲分享事情。
And I went to the deacon's went to his house.
那我有一天去一个执事家里。And
the first thing came out with his gun, right? He had this gun for hunting.
那他第一次见面的时候，他就带了一把枪出来见我。And
he showed me how he go, you know, hunt for, you know, pigs and stuff like that.
那他就告诉我们他是如何用这把枪上山去打猎。Then
he told me all the story, all the different huntings that he did.
那他就告诉我们他对于不同动物的各种打猎。
And he came out with a bow and arrow too, right?
他也把他的弓跟箭展示给我看。
And then he have a flying rat, right, on his house, a big flying rat.
那他家中也有陈设了一只大飞鼠。
And they say they're really sorry this time they have no flying rat for me to eat.
那他说他很不好意思，因为这时候并不是飞鼠的季节，所以没办法让我吃飞鼠。
Because flying rat is also very special.
因为飞鼠也是一个很特殊的、很珍贵的食物。
So there are times they didn't go hunting for the flying rat, so they have nothing for me to eat.
所以那个时候他没办法出去猎飞鼠，所以他没办法给我吃。
So this kind of love we need to have for every single one of us.
那我们必须要对我们身边所有的弟兄姐妹都要有这样的爱心。
As we serve as council members.
我们当负责人服侍神的时候。
And if we want to choose the one who serves as council members.
如果当我们在选出要当负责人的人时候。
We need to find a person who's full of faith.
我们必须选出圣灵充满信心、大有信心的人。
A person who's very courageous.
我们必须选出一个勇敢的人。
A person who's full of wisdom.
被智慧充满的人。
A person who's full of hope.
必须充满盼望的人。
And a person who's full of love.
当然也要选出一个充满爱心的人。
And only then we know that they are filled with the Holy Spirit.
这样子我们就知道他这个人被圣灵充满。
So we choose the right six people.
如果我们选出正确的六位,
and then our church will grow and multiply.
当然我们的教会就会成长,
and many people will come to believe in our church.
我们许多的人都会来相信神。
So may God continue to guide us.
求神继续带领我们。
And as we elect six members this afternoon, please elect to the, according to the will of God, not to our will.
那我们今天下午，当我们选出这六位负责人的时候，请照着神的旨意而行，不要我们自己的意思。
Because for the next 2 years, if you choose the right six people,
如果我们选出对的六个人的话,
the next 2 years, the church will grow and multiply also.
那我们在接下来的两年之内，教会也会成长发展。Let's
rise up and sing hymn 282.
那我们起站立唱诗282首。
282.
282首。